Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 28, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please. All right, we'll begin our agenda today a little bit out of order. We'll begin under the Sheriff's Department. Item A is consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Patricia Wilson for 8 years of dedicated service as a correctional officer to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Chief, if you bring Ms. Wilson up, I believe Commissioner Senegal has a resolution he'd like to read.
Good afternoon. Whereas Patricia A. Wilson has devoted 8 years of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas Patricia A. Wilson has dedicated her talents and pledged her services as a correction officer at the Jefferson County Correctional Facility, and whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Patricia A. Wilson has earned the respect of her colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Patricia A. Wilson is recognized for her unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of citizens of Jefferson County, and will always be missed by her friends and co-workers. Signed this day, Judge Jeff Brannick and Commissioners. Thank you.
I just like to say that we're going to miss Patricia a lot. She's been a very fine officer, has done a very fine job for the sheriff and the county and the citizens of the county. In some ways, I'm happy for her. In some ways, I'm sad. I'm kind of sad because she's leaving before I am, and she was telling me about some of the trips she's going to be taking and stuff, so I want to wish her the best. And here's your, I know this is an authentic gold watch. I know the commissioner had the money in the budget. Okay? Right, you'd like to give a couple words?
To the county, working for the county for 8 years has really been a challenge. Working with inmates, definitely a challenge. But now it's time for me to retire and start doing a little bit of traveling. And I thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next, under community supervision, item A is consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Mr. James Jim Stott for over 35 years of dedicated service as director of the Jefferson County Supervision and Corrections Department, Adult Probation Office, and to the citizens of Jefferson County. And wishing them well in the future endeavor. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Mr. Stott, you come up to the podium, please. Reads, whereas Jim Stott, beginning as a Jefferson County probation officer, has dedicated over 35 years of life to the service of Jefferson County and its citizens, and in February of 2009 was appointed by the Jefferson County Criminal Courts Judges as director of the Jefferson County Supervision and Corrections Department, also known as the Adult Probation Office. And whereas Jim Stott has faithfully served the people of Jefferson County, working diligently to preserve the integrity of the judicial system and assuring that justice was provided to all persons. And whereas Jim Stott ensured the supervision of defendants would be accomplished fairly and competently with dignity, impartiality, and respect. And whereas Jim Stott consistently exhibited the highest degree of leadership and professionalism and will always be fondly admired and respected by all who know him. Now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby honor and commend Jim Stott for his dedicated service to Jefferson County, congratulates you on your retirement, and wishes you and your family well in all of your future endeavors.
Well, thank you, Judge. Commissioners, I really appreciate it. We're gonna start our retirement right now. My wife and I are leaving for New Orleans as soon as this is over. To eat a bunch of stuff we shouldn't eat and drink a bunch of stuff we probably shouldn't drink. So I really appreciate the acknowledgement, and it's been a wonderful career, starting back in 73 with the prison system.
Well, Jim, you have been an honor and a privilege to work with you. You've always been very even-tempered and level-headed and recognized the benefits and limitations of units of local government. We are gonna sorely miss you, but we do want you to have a great time in your retirement. And I can't recommend highly enough, if you're going to New Orleans, that you go to that World War II museum. It's magnificent.
Been there three times. But I really appreciate all the kind words, especially since my wife was here to hear that. So, but thank you.
Jim, I just want to say it's been a privilege knowing you.
Thank you, Brent.
I remember when I worked there and thought a lot of you in your roles there at within the adult probation, and really appreciate your friendship. I see a lot of friends out there in the audience that I worked with, and must never forget where we come from. And just thank you for your service to this county.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Moving to the regular agenda items under purchasing, item A is to approve specifications for a term contract for paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County. Item B is to receive and file bids for a term contract for road building materials for the county. Item C is to receive and file bids for a lease of 217.892 acres at section 263, abstract number 358 for Jefferson County. Item D is to receive and file bids for electrical vault replacement at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item E is to receive and file bids for taxiway D reconstruction at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item F is to receive and file bids for runway safety area grading at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item G is to receive and file bids for runway 16-34 rehab at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item H is to reject all bids for a term contract for road building materials for Jefferson County. And item I is to execute, receive, and file correction to acceptance of offer for a term contract for aviation fuel at Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Eastern Aviation Fuel to show actual contracted term dates as August 1st, 2014 through July 31st, 2017. Do I have a motion on those items? Been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under County Airport. Item A is to receive and file an executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7 for temporary emergency shelter in the event of a disaster. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under County Auditor. Item A is to consider and approve a budget amendment for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 for additional costs for extra help in the amount of $6,500.
Item B is consider and approve budget transfer for district attorney forfeiture, additional cost for DNA testing in the amount of $9,049. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for health and welfare unit 2 for additional cost for postage in the amount of $1,500. Item D is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending June 30th, 2014. And item E is regular county bills, check numbers 396337 through 396527. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver, I believe. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county clerk, item A is to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for the county clerk, chief deputy, and three supervisors to attend the 2014 Momentum User Group Conference in New Orleans, sponsored by Thomson Reuters Manatron. The vendor for the county clerk's imaging system will cover topics pertinent to the new system upgraded this fiscal year. And conference dates are September 21st through 25th, with funds being available in 2013-2014 fiscal year budget. Item B is considering possibly approve appointing Jeff Ross as tabulation supervisor and Paul Halegda as assistant tabulation supervisor at the Central Counting Station for a two-year period commencing September 1st, 2014 through August 31st, 2016. Item C is considering approve appointing Dr. Bruce Drury as Central Counting Station manager for a two-year period commencing September 1st, 2014 through August 31st, 2016. Item D is to consider and possibly approve appointing election judges and alternate judges from the current lists or amended lists received and filed hereto submitted by the Republican and Democratic county chairs pursuant to Election Code Section 32.002 for the period September 1st, 2014 through August 31st, 2016. And item E is to consider and possibly approve the early voting locations and hours for the November 4th, 2014 general election. Do I have a motion on those items under county clerk?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is to consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Gladys Fowler, appointed by Commissioner Senegal, and Mr. Tim Sedella, appointed by me as board members on the Spindletop Center Board of Trustees. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And lastly, under risk management, there's one item. A, to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Verona Adams to attend the 2014 Choice Links Client Forum in Rosemont, Illinois on July 29, 2014. Cost of the trip will be paid for by Choice Links. Estimated cost for attendance for per diem for meals, I believe, was $72. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our agenda. Commissioners, do you have anything you wish to bring to the attention of the public? We do have early voting began today for the senatorial runoff, and that will go on through when, Ms. Guidry? And your voting, early voting locations are? Very good. All right. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you.